this is Ken Martinez from West Coast XC. Welcome back to our latest episode here where we talk about cross country and track. And now we're talking just really track as track season is starting up here in the Northwest with indoor meets. We'll have a special guest, Keenan Gray from Dice Dad. He'll talk about some indoor meets coming up in Washington this weekend. And if you have a chance, if you could subscribe to this YouTube channel, or if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, give us a follow. That'd be awesome. That'd be great. If you go on our Instagram account, please also give us a follow. That would be super helpful. I went to the Spokane High School preview last Saturday. It was great to get back up to the podium. Fantastic facility. And I took pictures that afternoon. I couldn't stay the whole time because I had to catch a flight back to Portland on Saturday evening. But I was able to take pictures of the 1 mile and the 800, the high school boys and girls, 1 mile and girls and boys 800. So I want to go over some of the highlights. In the girls 800, McCallan Cutsforth of North Marion in Oregon won the 800 in 220.98. Eleanor Wyatt of Westland was second at 221.79. Now, the boys' race came down to three guys coming to the finish line, which was Reed Bartholomew of Gallatin High School in Montana. Also, you had Duncan Frisbee Smith of Bush High School in Washington and Finley Hartshorn of the Bear Creek Schools in Washington. And Bartholomew of Montana came away with the victory. Impressive time of 157.04 early in January. It's a good time. Eleanor Wyatt, who came in second in the 800, won the mile earlier that afternoon with a time of 5:21.89. Katie Luby of Lewis and Clark, local gal from Spokane, came in second. Another local athlete, Cade Brownell of Mount Spokane, was running in a race of some pretty strong milers and pulled away with two laps to go to win it in 4:14.45. Zachary Servy Skinner of Coeur d'Alene, the outstanding Coeur d'Alene team that has gone to NXN the last couple of years, finished second. And later in the evening, Reagan Thomas of St. George's School in Washington won the 3,000 in a time of 10:48.1. And Morgan Delaney of Poison High School in Montana finished second. Dylan Rowell of Anacortes won the boys 3,000 in 8:43. And Miro Parr-Coffin finished second. And I believe Miro is an eighth grader, so that's really impressive. I think he ran like 8:51. So again, the photos of the 800 and the mile is on our website, westcoastxc.com, or you can go to our bio on Instagram. We're happy to have our special guest, Keenan Gray from Dicestat. He's here. Hi, Keenan.
How's it going, Ken?
Pretty good. It's going well. And I have Keenan on here because he is my Washingtonian go-to person. We're going to talk about some indoor meets that are happening up in Washington this weekend. We'll first talk about the University of Washington meets, the UW preview, I can get it out, and then they have the Mile City. And then we'll talk about a meet that he's broadcasting on Dicestat, which is the Spokane meet. What's the Spokane meet called?
Spokane Sports Showcase.
Spokane Sports Showcase, which has some Big Ten and Pac-12 teams competing this weekend.
Yeah, WSU is obviously the host team, and then you got a couple of Big Ten schools, and then some of the schools that are within the region.
And before we get started on that, we want to kind of update our viewers and listeners who may not be familiar with you, Keenan. What do you do at Dicestat?
Well, and honestly, like I was just trying to figure this out, like the correct title is what I tell people what I do. Finally, we got some business cards over the Christmas break, and my business card says rankings and commentary. Mm-hmm. So as it sounds like during the cross country season, I'm doing high school cross country rankings, going 1 through 100 or 1 through 30 during the mid season portion, which is not as easy as it sounds, especially the 1 through 100. And then the commentary piece is, just whether it's play-by-play through runnerspace.com or going to meet and covering them and, just interviewing athletes. That's pretty much the gist of what I do for Dicestat. It's been a lot of fun. I get to meet a lot of cool people and get to go around the country quite a bit and go check out new places and new meets.
I want to give you a compliment about the rankings of the top 100. I spend a great deal of time, at track meets and cross country meets. Well, it's a cross country ranking, but I get to know the kids during track season too. And I'm at invitationals in California and Washington and Oregon. So I get to see these kids. And then I have in my head who I think should probably be in the top 100. And it's the same kids that you have on there. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really depends on like what they do that particular meet or how they've done throughout the entire season that, how I go about my rankings, and a lot of it is head to head, but also I use this thing called Tolly Runners as well to get an idea of what the speed ratings are. And I think that helps me out tremendously. And I think that gives people an idea of like where someone is. And, at the end of the day, the national championship races are what dictate the rankings at the end of the day. And this year, I think the girls one was pretty obvious that Jane Hendrigan was the top girl in the entire country. But on the boys' side, there was at least 20 boys that could have been number one.
Right.
And I ended up having Tamarack Gyvenes, from Andover Phillips in Massachusetts be our top guy of the year. And then Charlie Voss was number two with his NXN win. So again, like the girls, like there was a pretty good idea just based on what Jane Hendrigan was able to accomplish. But the boys' side, good golly, that was a lot to go through and get an idea of who was the best.
Well, like I said, I'm impressed because I'm familiar with the kids from the three states on the West Coast. And then I don't have to rank the rest of the United States. So to have the knowledge to know all the kids throughout the country is pretty amazing.
You're smart. You picked just the three states that are on the West Coast, hence your name West Coast XE. So good on your part, Ken.
I just like, wow, how does he know that stuff about kids in Michigan and in Florida and other places of the country? That's it's a lot of homework on your part. Good job.
Yes, it is.
So you obviously love cross country and track. What got you into this sport? Did you run it in high school?
I did run in high school, yeah. Though basketball was my main sport, and I loved playing basketball. In fact, I had my dad was my high school basketball coach, and I had a couple of teammates that one is now playing for the Dallas Cowboys as a left guard or a left tackle, one of the two. You think I would know as a sports guy what the difference is? And then I have a teammate of mine that plays in Japan for a professional basketball team. So basketball was kind of like the big thing I was surrounded by, but my mom was a runner when she was in high school and then ran a little bit collegiately and then unattached during her mid 20s. And she introduced running to me when I was in the 8th grade. Didn't necessarily fall in love with it until I was probably my senior year of high school when I realized like this is something I could do for the rest of my life, and just kind of got that runner's high my senior year of high school. And started really just doing a lot more of it when I graduated high school and then into college. And then I decided that, maybe covering the sport would be a fun thing to do. And there was an outlet where not a lot of people go to it. So I created my own website on back in the state of Washington, where it's kind of like you were just based in Washington, Oregon, California. I did what was called the Runner WA, which was basically covering all things in the state of Washington at the high school cross country and track and field level. And I did that from about 2018 till about 2023, the spring of 2023, when I was able to get a full-time position with Diestat Runnerspace.
Yeah, that was a great site you had, the Runner WA. It had rankings and previews and recaps of meets, took pictures. You kind of did the same thing you're doing right now with Dice. I would see you interview
Yeah.
athletes.
And I'm getting paid more. That's the other thing too, is I'm getting paid for it now, which that's the other thing. Like, and I'm not in it for the money, but I mean, like it is nice to have some sort of reward and knowing that you, for what the hard work you've done. I mean, I've been doing this now, at least covering this sport for 7 years, and I've had a blast with it every single time, just being to be able to, meet these really, really unique athletes, the people that deserve to have the attention because of what they were able to accomplish. And now that I'm in the college and professional ranks, like, I mean, I get to hang around Olympians, especially during the US Olympic trials, and see how they grow. But also the cool part is like, seeing some of these athletes like a Mia Brahe Pedersen, who's a high schooler, but now I get to see her flourish as a collegiate athlete and potentially down the road be an Olympian herself when she kind of gets things going with in the right direction with herself. So that's the cool part about it, is just seeing the growth of these kids and what they're able to accomplish by when they first step onto the track and when they announce their retirement, whether that's in their college years or their professional years.
And you're wearing a Gonzaga hoodie, so you also have a Gonzaga connection.
I do. Coach Tyson was gracious enough to have me kind of be part of the team a little bit as a photographer and as someone who just covers the team. I did my internship with our athletic department when I was in school there, sports information department and cross country track were the two teams I got to work with, which thankfully Coach Tyson was, like I said, gracious enough to have me feel like I was part of the team, even though I never ran one step with the cross country team. I wasn't good enough, but I was good enough at capturing great moments during that time. I like to call it the golden era when I was there in school because they had made four consecutive NCAA appearances in cross country. And now the women's team is headed to had their first berth to the NCAA championship since 2015. So just want to give the flowers to Coach Stu for what he was doing, has done on the women's side. But yeah, like Coach Tyson kind of got me my foot in the door, and I was able to connect with him through my Dystat editor, Doug Bender, when the podium initially opened and Doug came up there. And that's how Tyson was able to kind of like get me into the Dystat.
Tyson is he's connected for sure. He's got lots of history, so that's cool. So let's talk about Washington. This weekend on Friday and Saturday at the University of Washington at the Dempsey is the University of Washington preview in Miles City. Let's talk about that first. What are some athletes that we should be looking for this weekend?
It's one of those meets where, we're get to see Washington be that first host that first Big Ten meet on the West Coast for the very first time, which is it's hard to believe that other than, Oregon usually would be the team probably to host a track meet, but that's not the case. The Dempsey is going to be the home this winter season. So it'll be interesting to see, like potentially like how many more Midwest schools are going to be coming, like Wisconsin. Like I could venture to guess Wisconsin wants to come check out the University of Washington and see what their facility has to offer. But just looking over like the big names that are going to be there, at least on the men's side, the top pros, they're recognizable. They either ran for Andy Powell at one point or they are just starting to train under him. And that's Joe Wascom, Sam Praickle, and Sam Ellis. Those are some of the pros that they are working with Andy Powell. And then some of the current athletes that are on the University of Washington team, Nathan Green, Leo Dashbach, Ronan McMahon, Staggs, and then Portland's Matt Strangio, which everyone who's grown up in the Oregon area has learned that name at some point. Matt Strangio is one of the big successes that Rob Connors has brought in for the last couple of years. And then also, bringing a crew up from down in the Northern California area is the Stanford squad, Lex and Leo Young. Everybody knows those names. Cole Sprout, that's a guy that's been around forever and is starting to finally get back into some good health again. And then Thomas Boyden, another standout for them. On the women's side, it's as good too. You got an Olympian in Juliette Whitaker, who's coming off her first 800 Olympic appearance in Paris. It'll be interesting to see what she's able to do to kind of get things going in 2025. Then you also have a couple of pros, Jan Randall, former Oklahoma State star Gabia Galvadite, who is a phenomenal 800 meter runner, and then a couple of Canadians, Addie Townsend, and then Grace Featherston Hogg. And also you want to look at, maybe some new names that are joining the University of Washington program. There's Maya Cochran, who's transferring from the University of Arkansas this last year. And then Amina Mahtoub, which Marisa Powell's really high on. And as soon as Amina Mahtoub, who transferred from Duke this last fall, gets healthy, she can be someone that definitely mix it up for the Dogs this season. So that's at least from the college perspective and some of the pro stuff. Now, as you mentioned, this is also, they're calling it Mile City, which is the second year in a row they've had this. You can expect a lot of those names to be in those mile sections, but also some high schoolers as well, particularly two future Washington Huskies in Owen Powell and Josiah Tostenson, which you and I have had the pleasure to watch those two for the last 4 years. And even when they had that great race down at Woodbridge this last fall, where Owen just edged out Josiah but by just a hair. And then there's also Owen Powell's teammate on the girls' side, Sophia Rodriguez, the sophomore phenom, who's just, kind of just getting her feet wet now and just showing everybody what she's really capable of. And then three other girls, Chloe Heiler from Lake Ridge down in Lake Oswego, Electra Higgins, another NXN qualifier, which between her, Sophia, and Chloe, those three gals were all at NXN this last year. And then Cassidy Armstrong, the Foot Locker qualifier, will be there out of the Ballard area. So lots of big names. Should be really fun. At least that's from a Mile City perspective. And then you can expect, again, you can look at all this at dystat.com. There's so much more to look at. All the hyphen or the, all the names in bolded letters, like, I mean, there's Tavon Kitchen, who was a top 10 finisher at NXN. Ken, I could keep rambling on and on, but I think you get the gist. There's going to be quite a bit of
It's gonna be
competition,
fun.
good competition this weekend.
And you're going to be broadcasting the Spokane meet on this weekend. What's going on over there?
So the Spokane Sports Showcase is the first collegiate race, or collegiate meet, I should say, of the new year. This one is predominantly just college. I think there's, believe, at least in the showcase level, there's only 10, maybe 11 schools. And the big two schools we're going to be watching out for are the two newcomers of the Big Ten in USC and UCLA. Primarily with USC, they got the turnover with Joanna Hayes joining UCLA as the new director. So they will have someone as the new face of the sprints and the hurdles coaches. But someone that did stick around at USC rather than following Joanna Hayes to UCLA was Johnny Brackens, who is a Bowerman watch list athlete, one of those top 10 athletes to keep an eye out for through indoor and outdoor season. He'll be in the hurdles. From a distance perspective, which I know this is a heavy West Coast XC is a heavy distance oriented site. The only really big distance race that's going to be probably looking out for is the men's mile. There's only one sub 4 miler, which I'm kind of shocked that he's not going over to Dempsey for this. And it's Michael Morillas, who was the Big Ten runner up in cross country this last fall. So that's really the only big distance name that I was able to find. But I mean, again, when you're talking about USC, UCLA, Washington State's going to be there, Cal's going to be there,
Oh yeah.
Fresno State's going to be there as
Go
well. I know
dogs.
you're. I was to say, I know you're a Fresno State alum, so I'm sure you
Yeah.
appreciate that. But yeah, definitely people just tune into that. It will be just a nice starting point to see where all these schools are at. And it's just, again, like it's to start the year off in 2025 and get an idea of what the NCAA field has to offer.
Outstanding. And all of these meets, both meets are on Runner Space Plus, and
It'll be
you
on
can.
runnerspace.com. That the UW Invitational starts tomorrow. You can find that. Paul Swungard and Laura Overton, I believe, are going to be on the call for that meet, and then it will just be me for the Spokane Sports Showcase. And that starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow with the Spokane Sports Showcase and the Husky Invitational. I have to double check on what that time is, but people are out there. They can use the computer to see what time things start, but definitely should be some really good competition to begin the new year.
And Dystat also has previews to both meets in Spokane and Seattle. So you can check that out also and get some feel for not just the distance races, but also some field events and sprinting events too for both events. And I sure appreciate you coming on, Keenan. You and I have a not an extremely long history, but a decent history of when you were at Runner Wah and I was huffing it up and down the coast and really happy that you got your position at
First time,
Dystat.
first, I remember the first time I met you. I think it was the Shoreline Invitational in 2021. I think that was the
Yeah.
very first time that I met you.
Yep. That's a good meet. That's some good. I was looking at those pictures. There's some pretty good athletes that were at that meet that went on to do some pretty big things. Some
There are
young
some very good
athletes that had good
athletes.
senior years. Yeah.
I remember, Ethan Coleman, I think, was one of those athletes that was at the Shoreline Invitational, and he's just been doing some great things at Notre
Huge.
Dame.
Yep.
Vincent Recupero is in his senior season now. He's going to head off to Stanford next year. And then, of course, Owen Powell just committed to the University of Washington, which he'll join another former Bishop Blanchette athlete and Will Schneider, who's currently there. Bruce Corbin as well. There's a lot of guys from the state of Washington that are running for Coach Powell. So
Yep. And they're listed tomorrow in the Miles City also. So either running for Washington or redshirting and running unattached. So it'll be great. So we'll look forward to your broadcast. Looking forward to all your interviews in the upcoming season. And Keenan, I sure appreciate you taking the time out. I know you got lots going on with the beginning of indoor season. And thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, I'm happy to do this once again once we get more meets down the road.
Sounds great. Let's do it. Thanks, Keenan.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
We want to thank Keenan Gray from Dystat for joining us today and talking about the meets up in Washington. I will be up in Seattle for Miles City. I'm a teacher, so on Friday I have school, but I'm going to try to leave a little early from school and see if I can get to Seattle in time for maybe the 3000. So for sure, there'll be pictures for the Miles City up probably Sunday. There's a 50 heat, so maybe Sunday into Monday, we'll see how that goes. And if I'm lucky, I might get a few. If the Interstate 5 cooperates and if I can get out early enough, I can try to get some distance events on Friday for sure. I'm hoping to get the 3000. It's like around 440. So look for those photos. Thanks again for watching. Again, please give us a follow and subscribe on YouTube. That really is fantastic if you can do that. And I appreciate you listening. And go West Coast, best coast.